I was hearing, oh, we've got a couple little people here today. I was hearing one, but we got a couple. Well, let's see, how am I gonna do this? I'm just gonna come over and see both of you guys. Can you bring her over here? Yeah. Why don't you sit there and I'll sit here. Yeah. Well, good to see you. Good to see you both. How are you doing? Yeah? I wanted to show you a picture. On the cover of our bulletin, we often have a picture, and this is called a cross. This is the shape of a cross. Yeah. And you know what, Harlan, you have had this sign marked on your forehead. When you were baptized, I made a little sign on your forehead just like that, and I made it with water. And I haven't done that for you yet, but I expect I will be doing that pretty soon, yeah. So this is a sign of life. The sign is the sign of what Jesus did for us. And so even though today is the first Sunday of Lent, and I don't expect you to remember what that means, but so this is the day when we particularly remember what Jesus did for us. And the cross is an important part of that, because the cross brings new life to us and particularly to you two special little ones. So I'm just so glad that you're here today. And I'm going to say a little prayer for you, holding onto your feet. Gracious God, I ask your mercy on these two children and ask that you would give them life in all things. Show them your love and show them the way that you would have them grow up. We ask your blessing on the children, all the children of our congregation and the children of our community, the children of our world, that they would be drawn to you and know how much you care for each one of them. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, little one. Yeah, good to see you both.